The Unmaking of Ellie Rook, written by Sandra Ireland and read by Charlie Mudie.
Prologue, June 2001. Tell me again about Fenella. I've told you a million times. My mother laughs, teasing me. We're swinging hands in the dim, cool green of the woods. It's a safe place for stories and secrets. The wind and the screaming gulls can't snatch them away. Once upon a time. No, I'm too old for once upon a time. She squeezes my hand and grins. She has a little gap between her front two teeth that makes her look like a pirate. Oh, I forgot, baby. You've a birthday coming up. 8. So old. I can tell you the gory bits now. I'm not sure I want the gory bits, but I don't say that. We perch on a mossy log and listen to the water tumbling over the rocks. Imagine this place, teeming with deer and game and wild geese overhead, and the rivers filled with salmon. A rich place, full of rich men. It was the time of Kenneth, king of the Scots, and all his court, and the East Coast sea lords. Fenella was the daughter of one, wife to another. History remembers the men, but not always the women. And Fenella was so strong and wise, you named me after her. Yes, a swift hug. You are the one and only Fenella Rook, although Ellie is less of a mouthful for a little girl. I scowl at the little, but she's already plunging on, and I let myself curl up in the rise and fall of her voice. There was another man too, remember? Crathylinth. Fenella's son. Yes, executed by King Kenneth for who knows what. Kenneth seriously underestimated Fenella's love for her son. Mothers are fierce, and Fenella was a huntress. She came up with a cunning plan. We'll call it Plan A. She invited the king to her castle. Tell me that bit again, about the castle. The castle is long gone now, just a pile of stones on a hilltop not far from here. Grandma Rook told it to me this way. Fenella invited the king to a hidden chamber within the castle, a treasure trove of sculptures and curious objects. No doubt he was a bit put out that one of his subjects might have something that he didn't, and the lady possessed the most amazing statue of a little boy, which fired arrows into the air when you tried to take an apple from its hand. Of course, the king couldn't resist anything mechanical. Like Daddy? Like Daddy, yes. But Fenella had tampered with the arrows. As soon as the king picked up the arrow, an arrow pierced him through the heart and he dropped down dead. I jump, even though I've heard all this before. And she ran, and she ran. She did. Mum leaps up, play-acting now, leaves crackling beneath her feet. The king is bleeding all over the place, and the servants are hammering at the door. I jump up too. Run, Fenella, get out of there. And Fenella slips through a hidden tunnel and runs, and keeps on running, dodging the king's men-at-arms. She leads them a dance across the How of the Merns, over the hill which now bears her name, Strathfenella. And here, to this deep, dark gully. She's a woman of the woods. She knows when to hide and when to break cover. Mum is dancing now, through the bracken and heather, and I'm skipping after her. I can hear hounds whining, men shouting. Mum stops for a dramatic effect within sight of the waterfall. The tremendous thunder of it enters our hearts and snatches away our voices. They say she took to the trees, walking across the tops of them to escape. Could she have? Was she magic?